In the last episode, we talked about efforts to save charismatic animals from extinction. In this episode, we ask a very different question. Is it ever okay to make an animal go extinct? With me once again is my good friend, Not Me. Not Me, do you think it's okay to make an animal go extinct?
Of course not. It's immoral to just wipe a living creature off the face of the earth.
Well, let me tell you about an animal I and the UN think should be made extinct. The guinea worm. Guinea worms are these tiny little worms found in Asia and Africa.
Nothing wrong with worms.
This worm is a parasite. People drink dirty water containing the worm's larvae, and these larvae burrow into their host's stomach and intestines.
So what? There's plenty of food to go around.
I'll tell you. After growing for about a year, the worm migrates to your feet, causing excruciating pain as it slithers through your leg. Then, a blister forms. Slowly, a worm 3 feet long and as thick as a spaghetti noodle crawls through your ruptured blister. The process often takes days, but the worst part about it is the horrible burning sensation you feel while the worm tunnels out of your body. Because it feels like your leg is on fire, you often put your leg in water, at which point the worm releases her eggs and the cycle starts all over again.
Kill it!
Not so fast. These worms have brains and heartbeats and little worm children.
Kill it!
Well, I do believe the guinea worm should be destroyed, but it helps to use something other than emotion in these decisions. There are generally two ways the value of a species is measured: instrumental value and intrinsic value. Instrumental value is the value of an animal as a means to an end. For example, bees pollinate about $2 billion worth of crops in California each year. Intrinsic value is a little trickier to understand. Basically, it's the value an animal has in and of itself. There is some debate on what makes an animal have intrinsic value, but many ethicists think characteristics like self-awareness, a conception of existing over time, and holding preferences for the future are key.
So, how does the worm stack up?
Well, it has negative instrumental value. It causes excruciating pain to people and doesn't seem to have any benefit. And its intrinsic value is pretty low. As such a simple animal, it's unlikely to fulfill many of the requirements of intrinsic value.
So it's okay to get rid of it?
Yes, and people have been trying. In 1986, there were 3.5 million cases of guinea worm disease. In 2010, there were less than 2,000. However, the decision to make an animal go extinct cannot be taken lightly. Just because an animal grosses us out does not mean it's all right to kill it. And many animals have hidden instrumental values. Next episode, we'll talk about two more creatures: the disgusting leech and the lethal cigarette snail. Both of these animals, it turns out, have fantastic benefits for humans. But that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening.